WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. You know that feeling when life's a whirlwind? Like you're constantly running on this hamster wheel of to-dos and deadlines, barely catching your breath. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're tackling inner peace, because let's be real, it's not about achieving some zen-like state where nothing bothers you, it's about finding a calm center amidst the chaos. And guess what? It's totally achievable. We're going to unlock a superpower journaling to help you find that inner peace. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Journaling? Isn't that for poets and angsty teenagers? Absolutely not. Think of it as a mental gym session for your soul. We're talking about getting those thoughts out of your head and onto paper or screen, whatever works for you. By doing this, you can untangle the mess, gain clarity, and ultimately find that sense of calm you crave. So, here are 5 key takeaways to turn journaling into your secret weapon for inner peace. First up, be brutally honest. This isn't a time for sugarcoating or pretending everything's perfect. Write down those frustrations, anxieties, even the embarrassing thoughts, let it all out. Imagine you're having a heart-to-heart with your best friend, but on paper. No judgment, just raw and real. Next, don't worry about grammar or structure. This is for you, not an English essay. Scribble, rant, doodle, let your thoughts flow freely. Some days it might be a stream of consciousness, other days it might be more structured. Just go with the flow and embrace the freedom of expression. Third, reframe negative thoughts. Ever find yourself stuck in a loop of self-criticism? Journaling can help you break that cycle. When those negative thoughts pop up, acknowledge them, then challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? Well, what's the evidence for and against this thought? By questioning your negativity, you gain perspective and start to shift your mindset. Now, gratitude is key. It might sound cheesy, but taking a few moments each day to jot down what you're grateful for can make a world of difference. It could be something small, a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. Focusing on the good things in your life helps shift your attention away from negativity and cultivates a sense of contentment. And finally, make journaling a ritual. Schedule time for it, even if it's just 5 minutes, 10 minutes each day. Find a quiet space where you can relax and focus. Experiment with different prompts or techniques. There are tons of resources online to inspire you. The key is consistency. Make journaling a non-negotiable part of your routine, like brushing your teeth or having your morning coffee. Okay, imagine this. You're stressed out about a deadline at work. You feel that familiar knot in your stomach and your mind is racing with worries. Instead of letting those anxieties take over, you pull out your journal and start writing. You list everything that's causing you stress: the project details, the looming deadline, your own self-doubt. Then you start to reframe those thoughts. You remind yourself of your past successes, acknowledge your strengths, and break down the project into smaller, more manageable tasks. By getting it all out on paper and reframing those negative thoughts, you find a sense of calm and clarity. You're not just surviving the deadline, you're threading through it. T. Journaling isn't just about scribbling your thoughts, it's a powerful tool for self-reflection, emotional regulation, and finding that inner peace we all crave. Remember, finding inner peace is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice, patience, and a willingness to be honest with yourself. But with journaling as your guide, you can navigate the ups and downs of life with more grace, resilience, and ultimately, more joy. So, what are you waiting for? Grab that pen, open up a new page, and let's get journaling. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep resetting those minds.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.